Letters from Yorkshire by Maura Dooley. In February, digging his garden, planting potatoes, he saw the first lapwings return and came indoors to write to me, his knuckles singing as they reddened in the warmth. It's not romance, simply how things are. Yet out there, in the cold, seeing the seasons, turning, me with a heart of headlines, feeding words onto a blank screen. Is your life more real because you dig and sow? You wouldn't say so. Breaking ice on a water butt, clearing a path through snow, still. It's you who sends me a word of that other world, pouring the air and light into an envelope, so that at night, watching the same news in different houses, our souls tap out messages across the icy miles. So she's a modern living British poetess. Miss Dooley. And in case you don't know, Yorkshire is a county in England. It's in the northeast of England. It's the largest county in England. So this is referring to decades ago when people actually sent letters. Emails didn't exist. So this man he actually has some relationship with is digging his garden. February still pretty cold and damp. So he's planting potatoes, the first lapwings. That's a little insect which disappears in the winter, and February's the beginning of spring. I remember the 1st of February, see the first snowdrop, as in that white flower. I remember the 10th of February, what did I hear birds singing again and so forth. And now, at the end of March, the daffodils are out. Anyway, so this man, he sees the lapwings, these little insects. Then he goes into the house, he's going to write a letter to her. His knuckles are singing. Okay, perhaps they scent, they're hurting a little bit from the damp. Sometimes you get ire, this irritation on your skin, especially if your skin is wet, your hands are wet, you go outside into the cold, particularly if it's windy, and reddened in the warmth, okay? So they're warming up now. It's not romance, simply how things are. So they have more of a situationship between the two of them. So some sort of a intimate liaison, even if it's not as strong as romance. Out there in the cold, seeing the seasons turning. Okay, because he was outdoors and it was chilly and he'd notice the first signs of spring. Me with a heart of full of headlines, feeding words onto the onto a blank screen. As in, she is a writer, she is typing, and there's something to do with the news. So this man has got a rather different job. Planting potatoes from what she's doing as a writer. Is your life more real because you dig and sow? Notice how metrical it is. Is your life more real because you dig and sow? Because she's thinking, is her life somehow less worthy because her job is sedentary and it's about writing? Whereas he's somehow connected to nature. He's planting vegetables, sowing, as in sowing the crops. You wouldn't say so. Okay, so she's assuming what her boyfriend thinks. Breaking ice in a water butt. Butt, B-U-T-T, rather than the vulgar sense of a person's backside. Butt here is like a barrel. So obviously if there's the outdoor barrel and the water will freeze in the winter, and you want to break the ice on top, certainly might be a thin layer of ice and liquid water beneath, clearing a path through the snow. So perhaps these are the tasks he does. And in Yorkshire it might snow, particularly in Highland areas, more so than in the rest of the United Kingdom. Still, it's you who sends me word of the other world. So her boyfriend's corresponding with her, telling what life is like if you're a farmer or something like that, if you're living deep in the countryside, if your job is manual labour, pouring air and light into an envelope, because his descriptions will be of the natural world like that. And when she opens up the envelope, then she can somehow have these sensory experiences through his writing. So that at night, watching the same news in different houses, our souls tap out message across the icy miles. So they're watching telly, they're seeing the same news bulletin, and they somehow commune. There's some numinous connection because of that, even though they're hundreds of miles away. Okay, and then they can be writing things to each other far away and yet have a shared experience. So that's letters from Yorkshire. Now, notice how it doesn't rhyme, it's very metrical, and she enjambs the themes. The enjambment, as in his knuckles singing, end of the first stanza, and the second stanza is still the same sentence as they reddened in the warmth. Because she's a quite modern poetess, she doesn't begin every line with a capital letter. A lot of the older poets into the 19th century always did that, even if it was not the beginning of the sentence. So it was a rather informal register is used. There, it's assonant and consonant and things like that. We got digging, planting, singing, which is a sort of a rhyme, and so on. Okay, so that's a central poem for your GCSE.